evening. This is Common Sense, the Money Show, coming to you live on WFSK Radio 88.1 FM, Jazzy 88. We deal with matters of money and capital, all manners. It includes those business students that might be listening right now, and lots of entrepreneurs, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, people who want to start their own business. We have a lineup of guests tonight, and we're going to be talking about Minority Enterprise Development Week, which starts September 27th and goes through October 6th. We're going to be talking about a really great event that is next week right here in Nashville, called the Nashville Small Business Expo, and it is at the Music City Center. It is free. It is next Thursday. That's a week from today. A week from today at 8 a.m., and it's free at the Music City Center, the Nashville Small Business Expo. If you're interested in learning how to start a small business, if you're interested in financing your small business, please consider coming to this. Participants will include the Black Chamber of Commerce, the Latin American Chamber of Commerce, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and of course the Nashville Chamber of Commerce and other groups and organizations. And speaking of Thursday, tonight, WFSK and El Cabulan, the Images Bookstore, right down the street here, will present psychiatrist, scholar, and author Dr. Francis Kress Welsing for the W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture Series. That's Thursday, tonight, August 27th at 7 p.m. in the Appleton Room of Jubilee Hall on the Fisk University campus. Welsing, who's the author of the ISIS Papers, The Keys to the Colors, will lecture on understanding the system of white supremacy and racism. Tickets for the W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture featuring Dr. Francis Kress Welsing on Thursday, that's tonight, at 7 p.m. are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and $15 for students. This lecture series will be held in the Appleton Room of Jubilee Hall, right here on the Fisk campus. Advance tickets, you can still call 615-321-4111, or for more information, call WFSK at 615-329-8754 or at WFSKFM.org. We hope to see you at the W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture Series tonight, Thursday, August 27th at 7 p.m. Also, if you have been keeping up with the activities, keeping up with the Jazzy 88 activities, special programming, artists and features, and giveaways, the WFSK website, and on Facebook and Twitter, visit WFSKFM.org or search for us under the username Jazzy WFSK. And every Thursday at noon, that would be next week, until 1 p.m. on Jazzy 88, don't miss the WFSK Artist of the Week and win a brand new smooth and contemporary jazz series release and hear from the artist in a live interview. That's the Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week right here on WFSK FM. So we have a really great guest tonight, and I have just been reading about her. I met her last week, and she is amazing. She is the PR person extraordinaire, and her name is Ashley Northington. I want to read you a little bit about Ashley. She's right here with us in the studio right now, and she is the founder and director of Denor Brands and Public Relations. She's a very passionate person about helping business owners learn and define their brands, develop their stories, and we all have stories, and share them with the world. She's a masterful writer, a public speaker, and a marketer, and she specializes in helping businesses monetize their online presence, especially on social media. She is a contributing author of Boss Living, a practical guide to starting your sustainable small business, and she'll release a new book called Counting Dollars and Likes, Growing Your Brand and Business in the Digital Age, and she'll be releasing that in 2018. and 16. And you can connect with her. She's Al Shilley is really great. And her business is online at ashleynorthington.com and Denor Brands. That's D-E-N-O-R Brands.com. Follow her and her business on Twitter at Ash Northington and at Denor PR. You can also join her at the number sign. What do you say there?
The hashtag,
right. And tell us a little bit about yourself. This is Ashley Northington.
thank you so much for having me on here today. So a little bit about me. You had such a great introduction and I really appreciate it.
Well, I owe that to you because yeah. You impressed me so much when we met.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here. So just a little bit about me. I am originally from Nashville, Tennessee. Born and raised, graduated from Tennessee State University.
Now, I still consider you a very young lady, but tell me,
okay,
has Nashville changed at all since you remember?
Oh my gosh, it's changed. It's grown by leaps and bounds. When I left here initially in 2006, and I went away to Louisiana, and I came back here in 2013, I feel like I'm in a new city. I feel like I don't know anyone anymore. You're hard pressed these days to find a native Nashvillian. If I find one, I have to pinch them to see if they're actually real. So yes, it's grown in terms of buildings, of course. You know, there's a crane everywhere in Nashville. It's grown in terms of diversity, and it's especially grown in terms of the business climate. I think that now Nashville is a prime place more than ever before to have this really great entrepreneurial community. And I meet people every day. I just left from a big conference with Facebook. And I met so many phenomenal business owners who are just excited about growing their businesses and learning what they can do to get more exposure.
And how did you get your background to help all these small businesses?
Okay, so I used to be a journalist, believe it or not. I actually used to be the editor of a student newspaper. And I worked for the Tennessean, the Associated Press. I worked for USA Today and several other publications. And then I made a transition in 2009 to work for State Department of Education as the press secretary and public information officer. I later worked for a nonprofit as a research analyst, and I obtained a master's degree from Louisiana State University.
LSU.
Yes, that's Go Tigers.
That's in NOLA.
Yes, absolutely. It's in Baton Rouge. It's in Baton Rouge.
Oh, it is. I thought it was in NOLA.
Yes.
So what is the one that's in New Orleans?
There's Loyola University,
Loyola, right.
Dillard University.
Yes.
And
yes. The Saints.
Yes, absolutely, the Saints.
Okay.
That's my second team, next to the Titans.
Oh, the Titans is your first team.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Good to hear that. Okay, so tell us, because we had a great meeting at NES not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't let us in the building unless we'd paid our electric bill, as you recall. And we were talking about Minority Enterprise Development Week. This is the 33rd year.
Absolutely.
And you're helping us with Minority Enterprise Development. We call it Med Week for short.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts, as I understand it, September 27th and goes till October the 6th.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us how important this is to Nashville.
Oh my gosh. So Med Week is a week-long celebration of the best and brightest in minority businesses. And it also offers business owners a chance to learn from small business development specialists and other entrepreneurs who have experienced some of the challenges and even some of the triumphs of growing a business. So it's a really great opportunity to network, meet new people, and really, really learn how to best position your business so that it thrives. What we're saying this year is that Med Week is all about expanding your network, connecting with new people, and growing your business.
Well, I like the way you put that.
Yes, expand, connect, grow.
And that's really what social media is all about, isn't
it? That is absolutely
what expand, connect, and grow.
Expand.
That's what we do with the hashtags, right?
Absolutely.
And the ats.
Absolutely.
And how did you learn about social media?
Just by using it. I think, you know, I didn't even have a Facebook account until 2006, and everyone made fun of me because...
I'm not making fun of you.
All of my friends made fun of me back then because I didn't have a Facebook account. But when I got on Facebook, I sort of became engulfed with it. And while working at some of the newspapers that I worked with, I had to use social media and blogging as a way to increase the readership of my stories. And so just by, you know, using it, you know, socially, and then later using it professionally, and then figuring out how to leverage social media to grow my business. And so now that I've sort of figured out some of those ins and outs, I use those techniques, tools, and my own trial and error to help other people figure out how you can use social media to get a return on your investment in your business. I like to say that, you know, there are three camps of social media users when you're a business owner. You know, the first camp is all about, I'm just going to post as much promotional product material as I possibly can. So they're like shouting, buy me, buy me, buy me, you know, purchase my service, get my shoes or my dog collars or whatever it is. But we know that people ignore that. In this day and age, people want to be inspired. They don't want to be sold to. They don't want to hear your, you know, sales pitches every other second. What they want you to do is connect with them. They want you to engage with them, tell them a story. That's what social media is all about, you know, connecting and engaging. Then there's the second camp of social media users in business, and that's the camp that's like, I know I should be using social media. I know it's really important, but I'm really afraid. I don't know what I should post. I don't know which platform.
And you actually teach this. You help them learn what to post and how many characters they can use.
Absolutely.
And when to use it and not use it.
Absolutely. I help them with platform selection. I help them with audience objectives.
So platform selection, that's not which shoes to wear.
No.
No.
Platform selection is, should you be on Facebook or Pinterest or LinkedIn or Twitter?
Well, tell us a little bit. I've heard these things like Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
And most people know about Facebook and YouTube and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us about Pinterest.
I love Pinterest. Pinterest is a platform that allows users to create visual inspiration boards where they can share content that inspires or motivates them to do something. So it's, imagine that you had a room full of bulletin boards with all these things that you wanted to do, try, visit, eat, or learn. That's what Pinterest is. It's just a digital place where you can put all these bulletin boards up and pin certain content to them. So me, I use Pinterest. I don't use it for my business, but I use it personally. And I have a Pinterest board all about my sister's, my baby sister's bridal shower. She's not even engaged, but I've already got
the stuff there.
She doesn't even have a boyfriend,
wow.
But I have all of that content there.
And she knows that.
Yes, I share the board with her so she can see it.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
That is wonderful.
It is wonderful. She thinks
I'm
good.
And how did you learn this?
Well, just again.
Just by doing it?
Just by using it. And I spend about 2 hours each day reading about marketing or reading about social media or public relations or brand development. And so I spent a lot of time reading a lot, and I do mean a lot, about how best to use social media and how best I could use it to position myself and my business. And then I did a lot of experiments to see what worked, what didn't work. And I've been very successful with using social media to make money, to add dollars and cents to my bottom
line. That's what
life.
This is, dollars this, and cents, the money show. You're right.
Absolutely.
How to monetize.
How to monetize it. And it's not about, I think people get overwhelmed because they think, oh, I should have like 10,000 followers and that's the only way I'm going to make money. Or if I have 40 million followers, then people will pay attention to me. And I say, well, yes and no. It's not really about how many followers you have. It's about the quality of the followers you have. So you can have 1 million followers, but if 999,000 of them don't buy anything for you, it doesn't matter. So it's really about how you connect with those people and if the right people are following you. So if you've got 300 raving fans who love everything that you do, who you're really connected with, then those are the people that are going to buy from you. So you can have 300 people who are going to buy from you on a consistent basis. That's going to add money to your coffers, not 10 million people who don't really care about what you have to offer, who just liked your page because you told them to, or because they saw you.
Because you have this book coming out, which has likes in it.
Yeah.
Tell us what that means.
Counting
there are people out
likes.
There, and it's called a, I'm sorry, help me out here. Dollars and Likes, which is a great title, mm-hmm. by the way. Counting Dollars and Likes, mm-hmm. Growing Your Brand and Business in the Digital Age. What a great title.
Thank you.
So tell us, because it is about likes, right?
Does
it directly translate from likes into dollars?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think that sometimes likes are an overinflated perception that a business is successful or not successful. But likes don't equal dollars, okay? And what I like to say, I don't worry about how many likes I have on my Facebook page or people who like my Twitter stuff. I don't worry about that. What I worry about is the dollars, and I'm too busy counting my dollars to focus on counting my likes. And how you get to count your dollars is you have to turn what I call a social media like into a qualified sales lead. So counting dollars and likes is all about the process by which you turn a like into a lead. Because everybody in business
needs
a lead.
Okay, so that's really
yes.
the key, is turning the like into a lead.
Absolutely.
So can you take us sort of through a scenario of how that works?
Sure. It's a pretty involved process, but when you boil it down to creating engaging content. For some people, that might be a set of pictures, it might be video, it might be blogs, could be news articles that you share, all sorts of things. But creating engaging content that's helpful and that adds value to your ideal customer's life. So figure out what that is, create content to solve their problems, become their hero through great content. Then you share that content on social media. Social media, you don't build on social media. You don't build on rented land, you don't own it. So you take that discovery platform on social media, and this could be Twitter, could be Facebook, could be wherever, and you distribute this content that you've created. When people like that content or they click on that content needs to lead them back to the media that you own, which is your website. Once they're on your website, you have to give them the value. At some point while they're reading your article or watching your video, you need to have a call to action or some way to collect their contact information. If they have found you on social media, clicked on your content, gone to your website, read it, loved the value, there's a good chance that you're gonna get them to provide you with some type of contact information, whether it's their telephone number, their email address, something.
You collect. That's where the lead is generated.
Bam! You just turned a like into a lead if you do that. And doing that consistently is how you get them to become a customer. So once you get their contact information, it's up to you as the business owner to nurture that lead so that they get a sale.
And are you going to teach this during Medweek? You can teach social media?
We're still working that out. I should teach it.
Because I'll come to your class.
I should teach it.
And I'll bring Mr. John Wiggins, our producer.
Absolutely.
Can you say hello, John?
Definitely can do that.
John, are you using social media right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you know it works.
It does work, but I'm learning more as I listen to what she's saying.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy that you're getting some value. So that's great.
I might be a lead for you.
Cool.
So you really are passionate about this, and it's wonderful to see your enthusiasm. And so I urge you, if you are going to do this for during MedWeek, that you let everyone know, because we can talk about people who could come to this.
Yeah, we had talked about me teaching that course. It's just about a matter of figuring out how we can fit it into the schedule so that it makes sense and so that people know about it and can come. But yeah, I've got a 3-part workshop that's all about how you turn a like into a lead and how you monetize it and mm-hmm. add value to your bottom line. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So back to your background a little bit. You mentioned that you were a public information officer.
I was.
Where?
For the Louisiana Department of Education in Baton Rouge.
Oh, was that Were you there during the Katrina era?
Oh, no.
No, I was not, thankfully. I
can afterwards. Imagine.
Yeah, it was after that. I was a PIO and a press secretary during a very tumultuous time in Louisiana's public education system, where we were transitioning from, you know, these sort of school system run traditional public schools to these autonomous public charter schools.
Great. Well, yeah. We're going to come back and talk about education, including your ability to impart education regarding social media, right after the break. You're listening to K Radio Jazzy 88.1.
This weekend on Blue Simon, the city is the last weekend of August. We'll find out the secret of how Ernie Johnson keeps his youthful look.
Well, I stayed away from a lot of the things that took people out.
And who's that on the phone wanting the birthday shout out?
Yeah, I'd like to get on the birthday bash, September
10th. We got you, girl. Join me, Rogine Ben, the happiest man in America, for Blue Simon, the city. We play the best in blues and southern soul. This weekend, right here. Catch Blue Simon the City every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Don't touch that dial. You've got it locked in the right position. 88.1 FM WFSK.
Seniors, are medical expenses killing your budget? Today, on Practical Money Matters. I'm Jason Alderman, head of financial education at Visa Inc. Fixed incomes and rising medical costs don't mix. If you're a senior citizen, you know this all too well. Here are a few ways to trim your healthcare costs. If your health insurance doesn't cover a specific medical expense, ask your doctor about discounts for paying cash. Ask if there are cheaper generic versions of your medications and whether you can get a quantity discount for mail order prescriptions. Use preventative care before your conditions get out of control. Most drug makers offer patient assistance programs that provide uninsured and low-income people, including seniors, access to medications they couldn't afford otherwise. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for details. Bottom line, don't let your financial worries stand in the way of your health needs. Resources are available. You just need to seek them out. For more Practical Money Matters, visit www.practicalmoneyskills.com.
Make your questions or comments at 615-329-8810. That's 615-329-8810. Nashville, it's time for Common Sense.
Welcome back to Common Sense, the Money Show on WFSK Radio, right here on the historic campus of Fisk University, home of the Jubilee Singers. And let's not forget what tonight's activity right here on the campus, WFSK and Al Gebulan, the bookstore, the Images Bookstore, will present psychiatrist, scholar, and author Dr. Francis Kress Welsing for the W.E.B. Du Bois Lecture Series. That's tonight, Thursday, August 27th at 7 p.m. in the Appleton Room of Jubilee Hall. Welsing is the author of the ISIS Papers, The Keys to the Colors, and will lecture on understanding the system of white supremacy and racism. Tickets for the W.E.B. Du Bois lecture featuring Dr. Francis Kress Welsing tonight, August 27th at 7 p.m. are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and $15 for all students. This lecture series will be held in the Appleton Room right here on the Fisk campus. For advance tickets, you can still call 615-321-4111. Or for more information, call WFSK at 615-329-8754 or visit WFSKFM.org. Also, this is a very important community announcement. And this is for all listeners, everyone in there, tell everyone about this. Early voting for the runoff election started August 21st and goes through August 26th at the Sunny West Auditorium. That was yesterday. Now, August 27th through September 5th, all early voting locations are open. That's 10 of them. I vote at the library in Bordeaux next to Kroger on Clarksville Highway. Where do you vote? Can I ask?
Yes, I vote in the South Regional Branch Library.
See, you are a Nashville native. You know all these places, don't you?
I do.
We'll come back and talk about the native Nashvillian outlook. Now, the actual runoff, the election day is Thursday, September 10th. Please vote on it before that time, please. For complete information on early voting in the Metropolitan General runoff election, contact the Davidson County Election Commission, 615-862-8800, or online at nashville.gov/election commission. Well, Ashley, let's go back to talking a little bit about you and what you do, and that you're a Nashville native. And did you go to high school here?
I did. I graduated from Antioch High School.
So L.A.?
L.A.?
Lower Antioch.
Yeah.
I got you on that one, didn't I?
Yes!
So when I make people laugh, I just want to remind that I'm David Tiller. I work for SBA, and I've been on the Money Show here a few years, and love to have great guests like Ashley Northington. What a beautiful name, by the way. Does sound like a movie star. Did you make that name up?
No, I did not.
Starring Ashley Northington.
Ashley Northington, no.
See, even you make it sound great. That's great. Wow. And right before the break, or right during the break, you were telling me that you were an English major.
Yes.
And you became a journalist almost by accident. How did that happen?
Yeah, it totally was by accident. I had planned my life that I was going to have a PhD in English, and I was going to teach American literature and creative writing. I was going to do both. And that was going to be my plan, and the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Dr. Gloria Johnson, said to me, "Ashley, you're a great writer. You would be great on the newspaper staff." And I joined my sophomore year as a campus news writer. The next year, I was the campus news editor, and then my senior year,
what
I was the editor-in-chief.
Notable campus news events that you recall?
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Well, we have several. We covered the campus when we were in the search for a new president. That was a huge deal. As I'm sure many people know, Dr. James Hefner.
He just passed on.
Yes.
I met him several times.
Mm-hmm. I loved him.
Very wonderful man.
Yes, but when he left the university, stepped down as president, we covered his search. I know back then there was some issues with the number of out-of-state scholarships that were awarded to students who were not native Tennesseans, and there was some trouble there, and we covered that, and my editorial ended up being in the Tennessean and all over the country, actually.
Isn't that great? Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was interesting.
Now, I can say, people can't see that you're also, you look like you could be a TV reporter, a star reporter. have you auditioned for on-camera work?
No, never. I'm always afraid
really
to be on camera.
No, you really should do it.
Oh my gosh,
you look
thank
great,
you
sound great.
Thank you.
And you're so natural. You have a great laugh, too. And let's also remember those people, those two reporters that were killed live on camera. Let's remember them. Let's remember them in our prayers. A very sad story.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a very tough business. And you're in the line of fire, figuratively as well as actually.
Yep.
You're in it because you're right there. You're exposed.
Yep.
And they don't put like a cordon of police around you.
No.
And look how many journalists have been killed during the war times recently.
I know it. That was the reason why I decided that journalism wasn't going to be for me long term. There were some instances that were really dangerous, and you don't have a choice but to go and cover it because that's your job. That's the news.
That's right.
I mean, you hear something going off on the police scanner, you hear this chatter, and if it's your time to cover cops or your time to monitor that, you have to get there.
That's right.
Luckily for me, I covered education, and so there were only a few times where I had to cover.
But I've been to some pretty heated situations regarding education.
Oh yeah, me too.
Or like school board meetings even.
Oh, I've been to.
And I've been to heated exchanges in Little League and Babe Ruth League baseball too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not to mention soccer moms that threw soccer balls at me.
No.
Yeah, they didn't hit me though.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm glad they missed.
Thank you. So let's go back to this idea that what you teach in social media mm-hmm. and your books are about mm-hmm. is really about monetizing, to start from the idea that you have a platform, that you choose which platform, like Pinterest, mm-hmm. like Twitter, and you begin to generate leads.
Mm-hmm.
And from those leads, they become customers.
Correct.
Which is what you said a little while ago. And I really am intrigued that a lot of people don't see that path as a clear one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that, so, you know, we have two types of businesses. There are the B2C or business to consumer types of enterprises. And then you have the B2B enterprises, business to business models. And many people who are in B2C, they see it immediately because they can issue, you sell cookies to Joe Blow on the street, you can issue a coupon or you can post a picture of cookies and automatically that's going to generate some attention and people might come into your store or place an order with you online. But if you're a business, particularly a business that offers a service, something that's intangible, is really difficult to post a picture on social media and get some interest and traction, people into your door, people on your phone or in your email to want to do business with you. And so I really specialize in what's called content marketing.
Content marketing.
And content marketing is the process of creating that great content, engaging content, putting it on the right platform, and teaching people how to go from content development to sale. That's really what I do. So for those B2B business owners who really want to do business with other businesses, teaching them what types of content produce, which platforms they should be on, how they should position themselves so that they can get those sales, get that interest. Because inside of each business are people, right? And so it's about making you stand out to those people.
You're really good at this. It's wonderful to hear. Really, I mean, we've had people talk about this, but you're really, really good at this. So do you have a book now that people can buy?
Yes. So I contributed to a book called Boss Living, A Practical Guide to Starting Your Sustainable Small Business.
And who publishes that?
It's published by Dentwit Enterprises and Dentwit Publishing. And
because we have a great self-publisher teacher here.
Well,
actually, Renee Bob.
Oh, I know Renee Bob.
You know Renee Bob.
Yes.
She teaches self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the show a couple times, several times,
mm-hmm.
and talking, and I have a copy, an autographed copy.
An autographed copy. Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very excellent.
I have a copy of that book, too.
Okay.
Mine's not autographed, so I'm going to have to go call Renee and
you
say,
better call
hey, where's
her.
My yeah. autographed
she
copy?
She used blue ink.
Okay, blue ink.
So it looks pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, the lady who published the book and who wrote it, her name is Gwendolyn Sherelle Dinwiddie, and she is a Fisk University graduate. So, yay, G.C. Dinwiddie. But the chapter that I wrote in
I think she's also been a guest on the show.
She probably has.
She's an artist. Is she
yes,
not?
She's phenomenal.
She is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, she is.
And she lives in those artist
she
apartments.
She does. She does. Yeah, she knows exactly who I'm talking about. She absolutely
sure,
lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met her at a Nashville Business Incubator event.
Okay, yeah.
And do you know A.C. Jones? Are you familiar with Angela Crane Jones?
Angela, yes.
Okay, so you know everybody.
I know her. I just saw her today, looking lovely, doing a lot of great things at the Nashville Business Incubator.
She said the same about you. I saw her yesterday in an event, too.
Oh, I saw her yesterday and today, so I got lucky.
So, G.C., if you're listening...
We love you.
We do love you. You have great talent and great foresight.
Mm-hmm.
And she's writing a book sort of from the perspective of a young high school girl.
Yes, she has. She's writing a series of books about what it's like. It's kind of like a coming of age
mm-hmm.
Set of novels about what it's like to be in middle school and high school.
And are you helping her with social media?
No, not yet. We've talked about some things. We'll probably work together on a project really soon. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to recommend to you that you introduce yourself and whatever writings that you want to show
mm-hmm.
to the Entrepreneur Center, which has the greatest, shortest website that I've ever heard, ec.co.
Right.
And they have lots of events, and they've become much more inclusive
mm-hmm.
and diverse than they used to be.
Okay.
And I highly recommend it to you. And I'd like to have you propose to them that you do a series of social media courses, you know, how to monetize your contacts, how to turn your contacts into leads.
I could totally
how to, do how to decide on what to play, but specifically taking certain people through it. And I think because you are very good at this, it would
Thank
be very
you.
Important that you
yeah,
consider
Yeah, I would love to do something like that. I have no problem with that. So yeah, I can do that. I'll do it for you.
And when, thank you, I appreciate it. Now, Marilyn Robinson is going to be calling in soon. She's the founder of the Minority Business Center. And the MedWeek events now have gone on over 30 years. I've never missed one. And I have to tell you, she is a very dynamic individual who helps people get in business, stay in business, grow their business, and helps people in specific areas like government contracting. Now, have you done, Ashley, have you done government contracting?
No, not yet. I'm getting there. You know, I've secured, you know, a few contracts with, you know.
Because like the Army Corps of Engineers, several other of these big federal agencies, they do PR work. And
yes.
It's not all in-house.
Right. Yeah, I've been looking for some that were related that I could do. Like, I see a lot of things for, like, people who make widgets of some kind, but not necessarily people who do what I do. So I've got my eyes open for them so I can respond, for sure.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So when we look at social media today versus what it was like when you first heard about Twitter, how many characters can you use in Twitter?
140.
Has it changed?
No.
So it's still 140?
Still 140. There are these platforms, these additions.
Do people use abbreviations? Do they say HV instead of HAVE?
They do use abbreviations, like about. You can use A/B or ABT. Yeah, there are.
And RN is right now.
Yes, absolutely.
See, I learn all of this
stuff.
Yes. But someone had to tell me.
Yeah.
I didn't figure it out for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think less of me, do you?
No, okay. Absolutely not. You know, you don't know until you know.
But there's really a lot to it. And yeah. Once you master it, you still have to keep up with it,
you
right?
do. And you have to practice it often, especially on a platform like Twitter. Twitter's my favorite one because I favor
Well, the
words.
President, or POTUS. Now we use things like POTUS,
yes.
Or President of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we use these abbreviations like hey, this everyone knows that, but they really don't. Not everyone does know. Some
right.
people have to be just nice and courteous and explain that. What,
right.
what is this, you know?
Yeah.
It's POTUS.
Mm-hmm.
And FLOTUS is?
First Lady of the United
See?
States.
See? You knew all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And when my daughter texted me and she said, RN, I kept thinking, is she a registered nurse now? What's the deal? Because
right.
that's what that used to mean, right?
Right. Right.
So will you be on the show some more so you can laugh at my joke?
Yes, I will.
You're really good. I appreciate it. This is great. I'm sorry that Daryl Hill, the regular co-host and leader here.
Okay.
And Woodbine Community Center. He's a housing counselor and an excellent host. And also Leroy Cunningham. You might be on sometime when he's on.
Okay.
And he's a counselor of small businesses from the Tennessee Small Business Development Center Network in Murfreesboro.
Oh, okay, wow.
Which we call MRF.
MRF.
Most people that I know in Nashville don't say Murfreesboro anymore. They say MRF.
Oh, see, you just brought me up to speed. See, that must be something new.
Well, it's relatively new.
Okay, so it's not actually the borough? Because I've heard people
well,
say
that's,
the borough.
Yeah, the borough is... that's when Boots, whatever his name was the coach of the Big Blue.
Okay.
That was the borough. Now
okay.
it's called MRF.
MRF. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I've
got And MRF Road and so on.
MRF Road.
Things change. And
Things change.
In all seriousness, no joking, part of it is because other people started abbreviating or shortening, saying RN for right now. I mean, and POTUS and FLOTUS. And people start doing it. They've adopted it, like, immediately.
Right.
And so there's a whole dictionary changeover and so on right now because people have to know this. I mean,
right.
those who don't know are going to constantly say, Ashley, what is RN? Is that the registered nurse?
Right.
And they'll have to, you'll laugh, hopefully, and then you'll tell them, no, that's right now.
Yeah, I think it started with LOL, and then it's just grown from there.
That stands for lollipop?
Laugh out loud.
Oh, laugh out loud. Okay. We have another break? We have another break and we'll come right back and laugh out loud. You're listening to WFSK Radio 88.1 FM.
In the right position. 88.1 FM WFSK.
Why you need a social media will. Today on Practical Money Matters. I'm Jason Alderman, head of financial education at Visa Inc. More than half of Americans haven't written a will stating how their affairs should be settled after their death. Fewer still have considered how they want their online identities handled. Experts recommend appointing a trusted relative or friend to be your online executor. Someone to take responsibility for closing email accounts, social media profiles, and blogs after you die. This could easily be an addendum to your will. Give your social media executor a list of all websites where you have a profile, along with usernames and passwords, and stipulate in your will that he or she should be given a copy of your death certificate. Websites may require this before carrying out your wishes. Bottom line, don't leave your online legacy to chance. Make a social media will. For more Practical Money Matters, visit www.practicalmoneyskills.com.
Welcome back to Common Sense, the Money Show. Make your questions or comments at 615-329-8810. That's 615-329-8810. Nashville, it's time for Common Sense.
Good evening. This is Common Sense, the Money Show on Jazzy 88 WFSK, the home of smooth jazz and contemporary music for all of Music City. And here's a community reminder for listener-supported Jazzy 88. Early voting for the runoff election started Friday and went through August 26th at the Sunny West Auditorium, the Howard Office Building, of course, on 2nd Avenue South. Now, starting today through September 5th, all early voting locations are open, and our guest has already voted at
Branch Library.
And I vote at the Bordeaux Library on Clarksville Highway. The actual runoff election day is Thursday, September 10th. And for complete information on early voting and Metropolitan General runoff election, contact the Davidson County Election Commission at 615-862-8800 or online at nashville.gov/election commission. And we have one of the leaders in our Nashville business community who organized Minority Enterprise Development Week more than 30 years ago. She's the founder of the Minority Business Center and one of your associates, Ashley Northington. We have on the line Marilyn Robinson. Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, David. David Tiller and Ashley Northington. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. Doing well.
So tell us, Marilyn, I've said that our MedWeek this year is September 27th to October 6th.
Exactly, yes.
And tell us some of the highlights you have planned for Minority Enterprise Development Week.
Well, of course, you know, we have an SBA track, which will deal with primarily federal contracting. We have several people from the Washington headquarters that will be in to talk about mentor-protege agreements and joint ventures and teaming arrangements and limitations on subcontracting. And then we have a panel of graduated 8A firms that will talk about lessons learned, if I knew then what I know now.
And we, you and I, our association goes back about 30 years, and I can remember when you posted on an actual chalkboard various contracting opportunities. This is before SAM.gov, and before CCR.gov, before the internet we met.
Absolutely. Yeah, things have changed since that time.
They have indeed. But we also are changing our ways regarding social media. We just had a great discussion with Ashley regarding hashtags, right?
Yes.
And Twitter.
Yes.
And are you going to be teaching a course in all of this during MedWeek? Do we decide that or not?
Well, I would love to. We just have to work it into the schedule.
That's all we have to do.
I think you're really good at this, and I would definitely come to that event.
Okay.
And Marilyn, tell me when the events start.
Well, we're going to kick off with Minority Business Recognition Sunday, September the 27th at Cathedral Praise. And we're inviting all entrepreneurs, you know, solo entrepreneurs, companies that have no employees, self-employed entrepreneurs, consultants.
Did I hear you say serial entrepreneurs?
Self-employed entrepreneurs.
That's someone who made a lot of money selling cereal like granola, right?
Isn't
that it?
No. Okay, but you know, we're going to do that in cooperation with Corinthian Baptist Church and Temple Baptist Church, Cathedral Praise, and even those that are not faith-based or unchurched. This is an opportunity for you to come and receive recognition. So we're going to kick off there, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, of course, we'll do the SBA track, and it'll be primarily dealing with a lot of government contracting. And I was able to pull a report, a scorecard by Prime Spends, and it looks like the Department of Defense spent $274 billion. And of that number, would you dare to guess what amount was spent with small disadvantaged businesses? Almost 5%.
Well, you know that we have many, many goals that we set, including 23% of all federal contracts going to small business, including 3% going to service-disabled veterans. And we want to be able to invite everybody listening who's, you know, even thinking about dealing with federal contracting to come to one of our sessions. And then if you're interested in social media, hopefully we'll have Ashley teaching about Pinterest and Twitter. And what am I leaving out?
Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, Pinterest.
Pinterest. Instagram. What is Pinterest?
No, Pinterest.
Oh, I'm Pinterest. Okay.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Instagram. That's, I just heard about that.
Yes.
Is that like a Telegram that comes really fast? What is
Instagram?
We're gonna
take a picture and you're gonna be on it with me. But Instagram is a place where you share pictures and short video, and you just tell stories.
Now, do you Instagram
images.
with Marilyn?
No, but I should.
Yes.
She should totally be on Instagram too with me.
Marilyn, are you totally on Instagram?
I am not. Ashley is going to have to bring me up to the social media age.
Of course, that'd be great.
But you know, the Nashville Minority Business Center has just launched its own Instagram page. You can find it at Nashville_MBC. And the Nashville Minority Business Center is also on Twitter at the same name, Nashville_MBC. And so you can find out all sorts of information.
And then the website
MedWeek.
That talks about MedWeek?
The new website is NashvilleMedWeek.org, NashvilleMedWeek.org.
Am I correct that you set that up?
Yes, set that up.
Because I saw part of it the other day. It looked great.
Thank you. I worked with Jason Lutz. He helped me design it, and I curated all of the content. So we're really excited to have that website up and running. So you can actually go there now, listeners. If you want to register for events, you can go on there now and check it out and sign up for some great things. See what we have to offer.
That's a great offer, really. Thank
everyone. It really is.
One more time, the website?
The website for MedWeek is NashvilleMedWeek.
That's M-E-D, capital M-E-D.
.org. So all one word, NashvilleMedWeek.org.
That's great. Now, Marilyn, do you have the Power Networking event this year?
Yes, it is scheduled for October 1st at the Baker Donaldson Event Center.
That's a beautiful spot, right downtown next to the Batman building, the phone company building, right?
Right. And we have identified, it's a reverse trade show, so we're asking business owners or business professionals to come.
Well, in a reverse trade show, do you have to, like, back into the room, or can you just walk in regular?
Well, you know, typically the buyers and sellers are stationed across the aisle or next to each other. In this case, we're asking large buying institutions to display and bring their advanced acquisition plan for the next 6 months or the next year, bring the list of annual contracts that are enforced and when they expect to expire and who's currently performing on those contracts to help our companies kind of get ready for the opportunity, you know, in the future. So that's what's different about the Power Networking Expo. Instead of you being an exhibitor, you're actually be there shopping and making connections and hopefully tying down leads for future work that you're going to put in your business plan.
You know, that we've had so many great success stories over the years, and you have been on the show here. We talked about, you know, catering.
Yes,
right? Yes. House the whole catering concession at Nashville Electric Service in the cafeteria. Great food.
Excellent food.
Success story. But also I want to mention, because people have told me this recently, that our friend Michael Turney of Mama Turney's Pies, still located originally at the original bakery in Whites Creek, Tennessee, now has, of course, Papa Turney's Barbecue.
Oh, wonderful.
He's a former Tennessee Small Business Person of the Year.
Absolutely.
He speaks so highly of you every time I see him or talk to him. And we've had so many great success stories over the years that have come through during MedWeek. And we'll be talking about SBA programs like 8A, which is a set-aside program. We're going to be talking about HUB zones. HUB stands for Historically Underutilized Business Zone. And how you can be involved in federal contracting. Now, we have lots of other news for you regarding MedWeek, and we will definitely get to it, but I want to go back just for a minute with Ashley, because Ashley excites us about social media. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Instagram, mm-hmm. of course, Pinterest, you mentioned Twitter. Mm-hmm. Are there others sort of on the outskirts of this?
Oh, I think there's several. There's Vine, which where you can upload a short video. There's one that I'm getting to know called Snapchat, which lets you post things that delete in 24 hours, which is really cool for like retail stores. There is Periscope, which allows you to live stream, like you're on a TV show and you want to go on live like a news reporter right then and there. Periscope allows you to do that. There's several channels or platforms.
Now, Marilyn, have you used some of these?
I have not, but I am looking forward to that, to use
because
those.
Because, you know, Marilyn, you and I, we need to both teach each other how to do this.
I know it.
We need to have all of the hashtags right. Because, you know, if my grandmother was still alive, she'd say, I can do some hash. I know some hashtags. I can do ham. I can do beef. You know, I can do bacon hash. Did you ever have bacon hash with gravy? I mean, I'm talking hash. But now we have hashtags, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we can help you create a book of hashtags that will be specific to your industry and specific to your audience. So that, you know, you can easily be found, your content can be found. We can help you come up with that.
Marilyn, how did you meet Ashley Northington?
Actually, I met Ashley Northington at a social media workshop. And I don't know if it was Facebook for baby boomers or exactly what it was, but it was at the Business Incubation Center. And then from there, we just, you know, connected and started talking about what we could do differently to get into the social media age. And so the rest is history.
Because, you know, we've been talking about monetizing. This is the money show. We've been talking about turning contacts into leads and leads into real customers, mm-hmm. and monetizing what you're doing in a very concerted, very structured way.
Absolutely.
And Marilyn and I know over the years we've had, again, I mentioned some great success stories, but we also, you know, we have the One Fund, which is a part of Marilyn's organization at Minority Business Center, which is headed up by Lethea Mann. Oh, yeah. We also have our SBA loans from $5,000 to $5 million. Mm-hmm. We have a great website, sba.gov, and then /TN. We have over 100 active SBA lenders. Almost 30% of all our loans are to startups. So we lend to everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're interested at all in starting a business, and you can avail yourself of that, go to the MedWeek site one more time.
NashvilleMedWeek.org.
And also Minority Business Center, I'm sure there's a link. Mm-hmm. And also sba.gov/TN. And come to one of these events. Now, are all the events posted now on the website?
All of the events that are up to date are definitely posted.
Okay, and yes. Does it cost to get in?
Yes, there's a small
charge. Okay,
for lunch.
Okay, for very lunch. Good. Mm-hmm. And it's a good lunch. I've been to Baker Donaldson.
Yes,
what a great place!
A great
I love
lunch.
That place. Mm-hmm. Yes, and Marilyn, the Power Networking is October the 1st.
It's October the 1st, and that's a good networking event.
And tell us why that's such a great thing. We've had. Over the years, we've had them at the Millennial Maxwell House, but this one is at Baker Donaldson?
Yeah, the great thing about the Power Networking is you'll get a chance to connect with at least 25 accounts under one roof, because you know how hard it is. You're playing phone tag and trying to get on the schedule just to get some FaceTime with the contracting officers or people that's authorized to spend on behalf of these large buying installations. Well, this is a chance for you to see everybody in one swoop under one roof and just maximize your time, and then, you know, connect with other people that you've seen throughout the years, and it's still fun as well, but you're still, you know, taking care of business and having a little fun at the same time.
Well, I think it's great, and I've been to many of these Power Networkings, and as you recall, we've had some great guests at the Power Networking. Are you looking to bring in some great guests, and then maybe tell us about the gala?
Oh, yes. We are going to have the awards ceremony at the Lowe's Vanderbilt Plaza on West End in the McIntyre Room. And then after the awards program, we'll go downstairs to Ruth Chris Steakhouse and have the dinner with Jazzy Entertainment. We did that last year. It was just a wonderful setting, and the food was excellent.
And last year you honored one of our SBA own people, which was Jackie Merritt.
Exactly. Jackie,
it was wonderful. She was so happy, and I saw her. I was there at the end of that, and I loved it. I saw her mother there. And Jackie, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on as a guest right before MedWeek so we can talk about what it was like to be an honored winner. And she made the front page of your Minority Business Enterprise Week newspaper.
Special edition, absolutely. And we've honored people throughout the years like Henry Hill and Ed Whitmore and Gene Cheatham. You remember Gene Cheatham with Advanced Integrated Technology and Paul Hopper?
You know, I have met Gene over the years. He came to see me a few years ago. And, you know, he's graduated from the 8A program. He's a brilliant man. And is absolutely has a great, fantastic story, success story to tell. And we should have him on as a guest, don't you think?
Absolutely. Roland Jones, you remember Jones and Jones?
I remember
contractor
the Jones
that built the stadium. Well. And
I also remember, is it Raymond? What was his first name? Lowry? The Lojack person, the Native American Indian?
Oh, yes.
Jack Lowry.
Yes.
The Indian
yes,
had
yes,
on
yes.
the side of all his trucks.
Yes, Lojack, Music City Telecom. Remember, they beat out Bell
Arthur
South
Overalls.
And put all the payphones in the airport.
Arthur Overalls, if you're listening, call in. But you remember, you have to call in from a payphone. I have not seen a payphone, Marilyn, since almost that era.
Yeah, that era has been here and left us, absolutely. And
do you know what has taken place of the place of payphones besides cell phones?
What?
Are you ready for this?
I'm
those
ready.
Solar-powered kiosks that take your credit card so you can pay essentially $5 an hour to park in Nashville.
Oh, not aware of that.
That's it, yeah. I hope you've never used one, but you better. Okay, I think we've done the show. One more time, the MedWeek website.
NashvilleMedWeek.org.
And the Dorel Brands?
DenoraBrands.com. DenoraBrands.com.
And could you say Jazzy 88 WFSK?
Thank you for listening to Jazzy 88.1 WFSK FM.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you.